The blessings of Hosea,
which has been mentioned by Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. They state that once they were walking and heading towards Baghdad Sharif in the state that they were barefooted. And on the way, they saw on the outskirts of Baghdad Sharif that there was a thief standing there. And this thief obviously was standing there in order to wait for a traveler to come by so that he may rob them. When Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi got close to that individual, he asked, "Who are you?" The thief replied, "I am a villager." But Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, by means of kashf, spiritual insight, which Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has bestowed upon his friends, divine inspiration, he had seen this individual's sin and seen his evilness. A thought at that time entered into the thief's mind, that perhaps this is Ghawthi Azam. He radiallahu ta'ala anhu also became aware of this thought of that individual. And he radiallahu ta'ala anhu said, "I am Abdul Qadir." Having heard this, that thief immediately fell upon the blessed feet of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam and started saying, "Ya Sayyidi Abdul Qadir Shay'an Lillah." Meaning, "Oh my master Abdul Qadir, I have mercy upon my condition." Then Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi had mercy on his state and made dua in the court of Allah for that individual for his reformation. And a voice was then heard from the unseen, "O Ghawthi Azam, show this thief the right path and by guiding him, make him a qutb with the blessed sight of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam radiallahu anhu." That person, that thief who intended to steal from Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, that thief and that individual received the status of Qutbiyat. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jalla, Madi Islam brothers and viewers of Madini channel, we have noticed that just by one glance, by one blessed nazar karam of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi, the determination of the thief and the pollution of his heart was all washed away. And he was made the Qutb of that time by the blessing of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. And it has become very, very obvious that it is not a big deal for the saints of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to wash away the dirt of our sins and the rust of our hearts. When their blessed sight can turn a thief into a qutb, then what can be the state for the true devotees and those who yearn and who follow in the teachings of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam? So a madani pearl and a final message is that we should try to adopt the company of the pious people. We should also make this intention that we will act upon the commandments and the sayings of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam to rectify our nafs and to also adopt the company of the pious people. Alhamdulillah Azza wa Jal, in this day and age, the blessed Madani environment of Da'wat Islam is in front of us. It is like a clear book. We are able to see the leader of Da'wat Islami, the founder of Da'wat Islami, Hazrat Allama Mawlana Abu Bilal, Muhammad Ilyas Attar Qadri Razavi, Ziyai Damat Barakatum Al-Aliyah. They are such a true devotee of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam that they also bless their own devotees to join the silsila of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us all the ability and passion to adopt these sayings and teachings of Sayyidina Ghawthi Azam, to abstain from committing sins and committing the disobedience of Allah. And I pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala enlightens our hearts with the true love and reverence for the awliya kiram. Ameen. بجاه النبي الأمين صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم صلوا على الحبيب صلى الله تعالى على محمد صلى الله عليه وآله وسلم.